Another thing which is of quite a lot of concern is that people are not aligning their actions to the new constitution. So there are certain new provisions which are there and obligations which are placed on the state and on others to do certain things, and they're not complying with those, and that doesn't need an alignment of laws for it to happen.
Why is it taking such a long time for Zimbabwe to find itself aligning these laws?
Well, it is quite a long process to align laws because there's a lot of stages that have to be passed. The ministries have to be the first ones to look at legislation and see whether or not it needs to be amended so that it's in line with the constitution. Then the cabinet committee on legislation has to approve any policy changes. After that, the laws have to be drafted by the attorney general's office. And then they have to go through the parliamentary process before they can be approved and become law. So that whole process has taken a very long time. And I think that particularly the line ministries are not taking seriously the need to look at the laws.
In that respect, will there be any political will coming from those responsible?
Well, I think of two things. The political will has to improve. There is, I believe, some work going on to draft laws, but there's not will to ensure that the Attorney General's office is equipped to be able to draft those laws quickly. And the ministries, as I said, do not have the political will to make the policy changes that are needed. The second aspect, I think, is political action, which has to be taken by all stakeholders, by the public, by parliament, by the independent commissions, by civil society, to ensure that we don't sit back and complain that these things are not happening, but we put pressure to ensure that the changes are made